The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 24-5 overall and 11-5 in conference play. Michigan takes on Purdue and Indiana. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to make an opening statement, then we'll open up the call for questions.
We had a great atmosphere here yesterday in Ann Arbor. I guess a very, very good Michigan State team. And it was a great win for us. One that wasn't as pretty as some wins you may have, but certainly one that we showed a lot of toughness and fortitude.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open up the call to the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Chris Ballas with the Wolverine.
Coach, any update on Nick Stauskas, and can you tell me how the game plan changed, if any, when he went out?
I have no update yet. Other than that, he wasn't fine, but he had a pretty good gash over his eye and a pretty swollen up eye when he left yesterday. I have no update I can share with you yet. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And then not a whole lot. I mean, Karras is a very young player who's learning a lot, and is one of our better defensive players. And I thought he did a really good job on when he was matched up with Harris. Did a really good job on him.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, looking big picture, has this season been a little more of a roller coaster than either you would have liked or you would have expected?
So I don't know any season in the history of my life that hasn't been a roller coaster. I mean, I don't care. I mean, we've lost, I think there's only about 10 teams in the country that have lost less games than us. So, and it's still, you're right, it does feel like you're up and down. But we've been up a lot more than we've been down, and we're going to embrace that part. And whenever we have the moments of adversity, we embrace them because it's our best chance of getting better. So I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, we have one of the younger teams in the country, and we have 24 wins and only 5 losses. So we embrace that more than we embrace any adversity that we've had.
And looking at those young guys that you had, any surprise that they've been able to play as well as they have as freshmen?
You know, I tell our press all the time that, you know, nothing – I have seen so many freshmen play so differently, and it always is an indication of what their future career would be like. If somebody told me before the season Nick Stauskas would shoot like over 50% from three – in big-time arenas every time to his first part, I would say, well, I guess I wouldn't expect that. That's a little bit too much. Or that Glenn Robinson would lead us in offensive rebounds. But they have been everything that you would hope your freshmen to perform in their first year. Let's just say that. They have really been everything that we needed them to do to be in the position we're in right now.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive.com.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Nick.
I know you said no update on Stauskas, but did he go through any concussion tests or anything like that yesterday? Was that a concern about, you know, in general, the blow to the head like that?
Yeah, Nick, all I can tell you is we had 3 doctors at the game, and the 3 doctors all did a lot of examinations on him, and that's all I can share with you at this time. That they ended up giving him a. I know that he walked out of the arena, you know, with his he had his some friends with him and his and some family, and we were not concerned at the nighttime about anything else. He wasn't hospitalized or anything like that. So, but we had 3 doctors look him over very carefully.
All right. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Rod Beard with the Detroit News.
Hey, good morning, John. Considering the way that Morgan and Horford played along with McGeary, is that about what you expect from your big men in a game like that where they're going to be challenged in the post in that way?
You know, we have we have some goals with our big guys, you know, to get fit, out of all of them together, maybe get 15 points, 10 rebounds. I think we came either pretty close or we're close to that number. That's a heck of if you have a center, one center averaging 15 points and 10 rebounds, that's a heck of a day. And we are, you know, that's one of our focuses for them to do that. And and whoever's the best for that day, and don't forget about Max Biefeld. His injury has we didn't play him yesterday, but the last 2 days of practice, he looked like he can contribute again as well. But they're developing. Sometimes it's not quick enough for them, quick enough for us, quick enough for our fans, but they are developing.
Thanks, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with the Detroit Free Press.
Yeah. Are you personally becoming more comfortable when you see McGeary out there, or is that something that still takes some time in terms of you and what you can trust with him?
I saw some plays yesterday where he might have, you know, when he gets a real aggressive rebound, and then he's got to make a decision at that point. What am I going to do right now? Am I going to make a solid play, or am I going to try something else? And I see more and more solid plays coming out of all this hustle we get from him. Sometimes you can't, I guess it. Hustle your decisions. You have to be patient with your decisions while your hustle is more physical. And I've seen a great growth in that area of him playing hard and playing smart. And I think we saw that yesterday.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Michael Rothstein with ESPN.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Kind of another McGeary question. It looked like he was sliding better on the off of the ball screen than he has all season. Was that something you guys really focused on with him over the past couple of days? And was that maybe the best he got it, for lack of a better term?
Well, we were, in our game against Penn State, we did not guard that action very well, and there were several things going on, not just with our big men. But that was an emphasis over those 2 days of practice of how it's just a matter of angles sometimes, and they change so quickly. But I think that we did a wonderful job guarding the ball screen all night long. It was a big difference in the game. In our lack of ability to do that in Penn State and our ability to do that were directly opposite during these two games.
Thanks, John.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Rod Beard with the Detroit News.
John, just another question. We're winning four of the last six against Michigan State. Is the rivalry getting the teeth back? Does it actually have that feel of a rivalry again?
I think it will always be a great rivalry because of our proximity and the way that our fans – interface so much in their lives. They just see each other all the time. So I think it's always been a great rivalry, but I think when you have this element right now to it, forget about who wins right now. You have two, high-level teams, top 10, top 20, top 30, we don't care. Two teams with great opportunities to go to the NCAA tournament playing at the same time. It wasn't like that for a while. And that, I think, just heightens the rivalry, because if you have two teams have these resumes that we both established, and they're both fighting for a Big Ten championship, now that just enhances everything. It's not just about, well, who won those games. So it's great. It's healthy. It's healthy for the state. It's healthy for our fan bases and just college basketball in general to have these two teams both performing at a similar level on a national scope. So if that helps the rivalry, I believe that's a pretty good answer.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, there are no more questions. We'll let you go. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.